What is this bumper music? What are we playing here? I mean, I'm liking where he's going today, but it just
you don't know that.
I need more.
Feels like a TLC song or something.
You really don't know this song, Mike?
Nah. I don't know it.
This is Suit and Tie by Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Oh, there you
as
go.
As long as I have there my suit and tie.
I could tell that Tiff knew it. She is like on the tip of your tongue going, what is it?
Well, I was going to say, Justin Timberlake, but I was like, wait, maybe he sampled it from someone else and I didn't want to get blasted on, you know.
You were right, Tiff.
So this one, me.
Tiffany, don't live in fear of those people. That are going to blast you.
Well, I don't really
you.
Look at the just Twitters
you.
Anyway.
There you go. Don't live in fear.
Just put it away.
Yeah, don't live in
put
no
it
fear.
Away.
I'm
I did
make an
see
exit
that.
That app soon.
I don't know where the interview was. I think it was Pharrell that was saying that, or who was it that was saying that he wrote a number of Justin Timberlake songs, and I didn't know that. They were doing the interview, and I was like, that's really cool.
Pharrell is talented, man.
Dude,
him
crazy.
And his hat.
He doesn't crazy. Age either.
So. Timberlake was in town last week, speaking of which.
How old is Pharrell? I bet
50s.
He's like 45.
No. I think he's in his 50s.
No, I'm pretty. No, I think like not
is he?
Like upper 50s.
Double check, but he's got to be like late 40s because I think I'm older than
I
him.
I think he's 50. Go ahead.
Pharrell is 51.
Told
no!
y'all. Told y'all.
51. It doesn't yes. look a day past 26.
I don't know if his skincare line is still going, but he came out with a skincare line not that long ago.
It's really kind of a sobering thing when we start talking about the musical artists you listened to growing up. And like that in your younger years, and then you realize like you know Eminem's in his 50s, and like this guy's in his 70s, and you're like,
Eminem's
I'm sorry,
daughter got married, having a baby.
I didn't listen to Pharrell growing up. Like I feel like Pharrell didn't get famous until I was already like out of college. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean
maybe,
that's what I'm talking about in your 20s when you listen.
I think that's true. I think it's because back then maybe he was more behind the scenes than he is now. He's more in the forefront now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys subscribe to the thought that you have a limit on how much music you can listen to in your life?
What do you mean?
Like I've talked to I think my dad was saying this, and he was being co-signed by somebody else that was around us. It's like you just get to a certain age and you stop listening to new music.
Oh, I've kind of.
Have you
I was
hit that?
There, I was there I was there for about a maybe a 5 to 7 year window.
Yeah.
And now I've started. You know who got me out of it was Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
I started listening to them, and I was like, oh, okay, well I can get down with this, and then. I started listening to
Whiskey Myers. Yeah.
And they've expanded now, and Amy got me to Zach Bryan. So I've started expanding out again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, that's a real thing.
Do you think that's a real thing, Day-Day, where you just
– For me, no. I think it is a real thing for people, though, right. Like especially generations before us. They definitely did that. But for me personally, no. Like, am I picky about some of this new stuff? Yes, but I do hear new stuff that I like.
Interesting.
And,
same. Yeah, interesting. I listen to anything still, and sometimes I'll still even go on a search for somebody new. If I feel
right.
like you may, I don't know, randomly get a song
yeah.
on your
For sure.
Well, recommended to you.
We went to Whiskey Myers like 3 weeks ago, and I heard them first on Yellowstone.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, man, this band's great. And
I don't know who that. I don't know who that.
Yeah, they're just a Southern rock kind of band, okay. and I just heard them on Yellowstone, and then I saw that a couple of NASCAR drivers like them, and we went to the show like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I was like, man, I love this group. But I don't know that I still listen to new music, but I can feel myself edging that way where I'm like, some of it I'm just like, I can't get on board
like
with this.
No.
I try to, because, you know, you get to go to different stadiums, and Tiff, you know this very well, that there's different places play different stuff.
Sure.
And for warm ups and stuff, and we were in Denver, and I was trying to listen, and they were playing a couple. I don't even know if you still call it. Does rap still rap or is it hip? What do you call it now? Like I don't
rap. Hip-hop.
It's about rap.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's one word, and they just keep. It's just like whoever the artist was just like literally using one word and the same beat, and it was like that for you for 3 minutes, and I just thought.
I feel like I know what song you're talking about. Too.
I don't know if I could listen to this more than once a month. Like this is so the same. It's just so repetitive.
I think it's more important, I guess, for me to keep a wide vast of music. So like you guys were asking about Glorilla last week. Okay, I go from Glorilla to Noah Kahan to like Olivia Dean, someone that's been on the up and up.
What do you think
that's
important
for you? I just like to have a vast array of music. My summer of. Beyonce and Taylor Swift. Like, I just listen to everything.
Yeah, I would really like to see how you react when you hear Glorilla's song. I really would love to be a fly
prefer,
on the wall.
Wow.
I prefer you just call her to out, huh? Do it as I'll listen to her while driving, but then you want to, like, you know, not be as, you know,
really?
In your face. But I love it. I love her when I'm working out.
Okay,
in particular.
Okay. That's what
but
I was going to say. I
saw her at oh my gosh, why did I just forget the One Music Fest? Yeah, I saw her there. But I'm not. I know what you're getting at. Like, I'm not like up and like I like beats since I like to feel the music. There we go.
Feel
the music. I'm not up there like dancing and stuff.
Being musically where you can listen to different stuff is that's good. Like I've got my season playlist has, I mean I've got Greta, I've got Waylon Jennings,
I've also got
Nelly, the Air Force Ones, but it's all old stuff though. Like I can't. There's not a lot of new hip hop that I can listen to. Like I love it when every fourth line rhymed or whatever. Like I'm sorry.
I need to know what these two are keying about, Dylan and Day Day.
Probably you.
I know they are. Yeah, so that's why I sort of had to open
it to
up
the forefront.
The floor, you know.
Bring it to the forefront.
I can put you on my list.
So the TGI Friday song. So Mike, Bo, you guys probably don't know. Glorilla has a song, TGI Friday. And women, for whatever reason, whether they're married, single, whatever the case is, they love this record because her opening lyric is like, you know, it's Friday something. I'm going out in these streets. Ain't no dude got me under control, basically. Or I ain't got no dude. I'm just going to do me. And I'm just trying to imagine Tiffany. Yeah, pretty much. I'm just trying to imagine Tiffany, like, kind of, you know.
Yeah, you're really digging into that lyric.
I mean, I know I don't, like, go out, but I think that that lyric is, regardless if you have somebody or not, that lyric still, you know. It's pretty hard.
No, I think that's what. No, I don't think they're laughing at you. I think they're laughing with you, right?
I mean, it's just like when I still listen. Yeah. I still listen to 3-6 Mafia. Like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
I make myself feel old, but that's kind of what she reminds. Right. You know, it's like she has more of that. That's why I like her and Meg, as opposed to some of the other new stuff that's out.
Let me ask you a question: when you're in the gym and you're not with your trainer. You the person that's like got the big headphones and you're like just rapping to yourself, singing along with the lyrics, like a little 3-6 Mafia as you lift.
I will.
Yeah. I definitely do.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. By the way,
I try to keep it like.
I listen to old school rap when all right, let's hit a mic though. Speaking of music, you guys like Christmas music? Are you kind of the kind of people that will put on Christmas music?
Everything feels so sad. Like it's sappy. That's kind of what I mean.
You know, I don't
it's
think like sad when I hear year. Christmas music.
It's cheery, but it's a tinge of like the season's ending, the year's over, we're all getting older, we're all gonna die. I don't know. So I tend to like
no. I don't
that's
think anybody
what you hear
gets that
when you hear Christmas.
I think that just might be
the only person I've ever heard say Christmas music reminds them of those things.
It kind of just makes you sad in your feels.
Wow.
And like you're like another year's gone.
Honestly, I've never thought of it that way, man.
I'm going to look at it differently this year and cherish your loved ones because we're all inching towards
Sheesh.
I'm not a big
inching towards the light.
I'm not a big Christmas music guy. It has nothing to do with what she's saying. I want to distance myself from those comments. What I would tell you is it just makes it. I got burnt out on Christmas music a while
back.
It's
easy to, man.
And I have never been able to come back. And it really drives me nuts when people start it in like October.
I'm glad you said you got burnt out because I think if you listen to Christmas music for, I don't know, more than 6 weeks, it's easy to get burnt out on it, which brings me up to my point. I was instructed today to go get the Christmas tree out to be ready to put up.
Mine's already up, dude.
I know, and you brought that up, and I judged you, and I was like, "Don't do it." And yet, here I am. I was instructed.
Bah, humbug.
I was instructed. I love Christmas, not until December. I got to get through Thanksgiving, man. I don't want the Christmas stuff out yet. I'm the kind of guy that puts all the inflatables out in the front yard, and you know all the other stuff going up, the big blow up decorations and everything else. But it's too early. Putting my foot down. No.
Before Thanksgiving might be a violation. Usually, I think at our house, and I need to see what Jackie's cooking up at my parents' house. But usually, the Christmas tree is up after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's usually the fair move.
Yeah, that's the way I side. But here we are, a week and a half before that threshold, which I would have usually leaned on.
Dude, mine's been up for 2 weeks.
Y'all are crazy.
I'm glad though. Hey, I'm glad it helped me find those squirrels.
Y'all are crazy in that house. You got real or fake one?
Oh, it's fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ain't doing that. That's why you think I had a real Christmas tree in my attic?
We did real all the way until last year. All the way until last year.
It's just too much trouble.
It's a lot.
It smells good though.
Well, hell, put a candle in there and burn it if you want to smell good.
That's what we're doing now.